Hi, my good boy in training. So, how was your first day? How are you feeling? Horny? Say yes, Miss Maya, if I'm correct. Excited? Nervous? A little scared? Good job. Well, I expect that you did your edges and that you didn't touch yourself apart from those. Otherwise, I'll give you one last chance, because it was your first day. If you failed, go back and listen to yesterday's audio again. Congratulations, you're doing 8 days of denial. Now, before we get started, let me introduce you to something new. Something we'll do at the start of every audio from now. A mantra, a special mantra for good boys in training. Repeat after me. I want to be a good boy. Good boys obey. Good boys love to serve. Miss Maya's pleasure is my pleasure. Good boys don't come. I want to be a good boy. Good boys don't come. I am a good boy. Good boys don't come. Great. Anyway, today there's one simple rule I want you to follow. Don't touch your cock. Or maybe I should be even more specific. Don't stimulate your cock. And that includes your balls, just to be sure. Apart from that, everything is allowed. You can play with your nipples or your ass, whatever you want, and whatever you can think of. If you have any toys, you may use them, like nipple clamps, a butt plug, a prostate massage, or even just clothespins. Anything goes. Or you could just sit and lay on your hands and listen. Whatever you want. Whatever you're comfortable with, whatever you enjoy. So if you need some prep time, pause the audio now. Good. Okay, you better be ready now. So while you do whatever you do, I'm going to tell you what I'd do to you if you were here with me. And while I do that, I want you to ignore your cock. No matter how desperate or hard and leaky it gets, no matter how much it trembles and twitches, just don't touch it. Understood? Say yes, Miss Maya. Good. Okay. From now on, whenever I ask you something, I want you to answer out loud, and I expect you to address me correctly. Understood? Good. All right, get in a comfortable position and relax. Take some deep breaths and close your eyes. So, I want you to imagine that I'm right there with you. If you're laying in your bed or on your couch, I would stand right beside you and look down on you. My precious toy. Ready to be used. First things first, I would probably tie you up just so that you can't escape. And then I'd caress your body for a little while. I'd kiss your neck. And play with your nipples. Lick them and suck on them, but it wouldn't take too long until my hand reaches for your cock. I don't like to go easy on my toys after all. I told you I do like seeing you struggle. So I would lube it up and start stroking hard and fast immediately. And I would get you to the edge only to stop again and again and again. Oh, I would edge you again and again and again until you reach your limits. And so you would start to beg and whine for me to stop and to go easier on you because you know what happens if you come without my permission. But you being a whimpering and whiny mess is, it only makes me want to tease you more. And while I do enjoy listening to you beg and squirm, eventually even I would get enough. And so I'd shove my panties in your mouth before I continue stroking your cock, edging you mercilessly. And with every bone in your body, you try not to come because you know that you're not allowed to. If you come, that's on you. You know that. I'd simply ruin your orgasm and then I would just continue to jerk you off, even if it hurts. Actually, no, because it hurts. Because you've been a bad boy and bad, disobedient boys get punished. You know that good boys don't come, right? Say it, I'm listening. Say good boys don't come. Again. Good job. And so you hold out. You don't come. No matter how much I tease and touch you, no matter how much I stroke and edge you, no matter how good it feels, you don't come. Because, say it. Good boys don't come. That's right. But I'm not there with you, and so you can't touch your cock because I can't trust you not to come. In my little fantasy, I'd probably make you an offer. If you can make me come, and you beg loud enough, I'd let you fuck me. So you'd agree. And not long after, I'd sit on your face. And you'd make me feel really, really good. You'd make me moan, and it wouldn't take very long until you'd make me come. Yeah. Good boy. Good boy. Right there. Keep going. Fuck. And eventually, you'd start begging. Please, please let me fuck you. Please let me come. Please, Miss Maya, please. And so I'd give in, but I've come prepared. You didn't actually think I'd let you fuck me, right? I mean, you'd probably come, and we can't have that, no, can we? Not even in my fantasy. So, I'd pull out a strap-on. But don't worry, I'm not gonna fuck you or peg you. No. I'm gonna make you wear it. I place it right on top of your real cock. It's twitching, but I just ignore it. I climb on top of you and lower myself onto the dildo. I jump up and down on it, moaning in excitement. I'd make you watch how I fuck that strap on instead of your cock. That's just a few centimeters away from it. But I can't fuck you because you can't come. And say it. Good boys don't come. That's right. Honestly, it just makes me so fucking horny to see your face, and the disappointment in your eyes reaches a new high, and that makes me so incredibly wet. Eventually, I'd get close, and I'd come, while you just have to lay there and watch me. Oh, fuck. Fuck, baby. Just like that. Right there. Oh God, your cock feels so fucking good. Yeah. You're gonna make me come. Yeah, how do you feel about that? How does it feel to be so close but so far? Does it feel like that dildo is your cock? Interesting. How's your real cock doing? Is it leaking, pet? Yeah, I know it is. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. I'd come on your cock. Oh, fuck. That's so good. Did you enjoy that? Or rather, would you enjoy that? Oh, I bet you would, even if you wouldn't like to admit it. Well, that's it for today's audio. So, I sincerely hope that you did enjoy it. But before I let you go, let's talk about today's homework. It is quite simple. I'll give you exactly 5 minutes to touch yourself, to jerk off however you like, but without coming, obviously. So I want you to set a timer on your phone for 5 minutes and do that. With one little twist, you're not allowed to take your hand off for the entire time. All right, that's it. Apart from that, I would advise you to learn the mantra, to memorize it by heart. It's a little tip from me, and it doesn't need to be done by tomorrow, but you will need it at some point in the future. Goodbye, my pet. I'll see you tomorrow.